This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The Israeli military said Thursday it has completed a two-day operation in the occupied West Bank that the Palestinian Health Ministry says left 12 Palestinians killed and wounded 25. Militant groups claimed at least 8 of the dead as fighters. Hamas, diminished but not deterred in Gaza, is still putting up a fight after 7 brutal months of war, with Israel regrouping in some of the hardest hit areas in northern Gaza and resuming rocket attacks into nearby Israeli communities. Meanwhile, the United Nations top court says it will rule Friday on South Africa's latest urgent request for a ceasefire in Gaza. South Africa accuses Israel of committing genocide against the Palestinians, a charge Israel vehemently denies. Rippling tensions from the war were felt in the Red Sea Thursday, where a missile splashed down in the water near the crucial Bab el-Mandeb Strait, but caused no damage to shipping. Russian missiles slammed into Ukraine's second-largest city in the northeast of the country and killed at least 6 civilians early Thursday. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Ukrainian firefighters battled a blaze on a building in Kharkiv that caught fire from the Russian strikes. The attack comes as Kiev's army labored to hold off an intense cross-border offensive by the Kremlin's larger and better-equipped forces. The sound of 15 explosions reverberated around the city of some 1 million people, leaving over a dozen injured. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called the attack extremely cruel and expressed renewed frustration at not getting enough air defense systems from the West to prevent such barrages. I'm Karen Chamas.
Meanwhile, the United States is expected to announce Friday an additional $275 million in military aid for Ukraine as Kyiv struggles to hold off the advances of Russian troops in the Kharkiv region. That according to two U.S. officials who spoke on condition of anonymity. This is VOA News.